Hello everyone, I'm Maria Teresa Maggi, intuitive astrologer here on KRFP in Moscow, Idaho, and you're listening to the Star Garden Moon Watch for the full moon lunar eclipse of February 9th, 2009. The second in the first pair of eclipses of 2009 is in Leo, the lion. At this full moon, in the reverse pattern of eclipse metaphor, Leo points us back to the beginning of this lunar cycle and the new moon solar eclipse in Aquarius, reminding us that opposites and differences can often be illusory. Now, at the full moon, whatever emotional experience we embody will also bring with it a surprising opportunity to transcend those personal roots and tune in to the common note sounding our essential humanity. This Leo lunar eclipse is opposed not only by an Aquarius sun, but also by Neptune and the asteroid Chiron, also in Aquarius, which in astrological metaphor represents the archetype of the wounded healer. Yet the setting from which we experience still is Leo, the genesis of play and wonder in childhood and the inner child in all of us that still desires that wonder. When the emotional habit of the moon is eclipsed in a sign, we see what the lack of its usual energies render. There is perhaps no more heartbreaking example of this than the fate of many Palestinian children in Gaza who have been killed, wounded, or still await proper food and medical care in the wake of Israel's aggression. There is no side of any conflict on which such tragedy can be justified. And yet, even those who suffer the most immediately are sometimes able to amaze us with their generous and humane perspective. Such a person exists in Suleiman Baraka, a Palestinian astrophysicist interviewed on January 16th on Democracy Now! His 11-year-old son Ibrahim was killed in an Israeli airstrike on his house in Gaza. In these short excerpts from the interview, Baraka, who teaches at Virginia Tech, recounts some of his work with Palestinian children. Yesterday, my daughter called me, and she was crying because we lost our telescope. I used to take my children on the roof and show them Venus and Jupiter and the sky, because typically, if you ask any Palestinian child, if you look at the sky, what do you see? He will say, I will see Apache and F-16 jet fighters. So I wanted just to show them that there is something beautiful behind these stereotypes. I wanted to help not only my children, but the Palestinian children. And I did lots of public lectures on astronomy just to create a sort of hope and expanding the imagination of our children that there is something beautiful than this cocoon, what's called Gaza. My house is not a military base. Ibrahim is 11 years old. He doesn't need F-16 jet fighters to kill him. My house roof was there for me and my children to use my telescope, not anti-aircraft missiles or rockets. I have no language to express what I feel about this. Here are some suggestions for each of the sun signs for how to release what is broken from the heart at this full moon lunar eclipse. Aries. Taking action that is self-supporting in the face of an oppressive power structure creates tension that can help you grow. Set aside need for approval and draw strength from groups and friends who have been there. Taurus. Dreams of future goals or plans that free you up may come face to face with feelings of reckoning in a serious family or domestic setting. Personal accountability frees you to accept change beyond your control. Gemini. Your usual tendency toward light conversation may seem to elude you, or your immediate environment may seem less cheery. But this is also an opportunity to explore communication issues in depth if you take it. Cancer. Your partner's or family financial fortunes are unpredictable right now, yet you may feel an unusual detachment about having niceties. Your values may be getting a serious yet pleasing overhaul towards simplicity. Leo. You may have the opportunity to give unselfishly to a partner or a mate who needs your support. Or perhaps a sudden disruption frees you to realize that your presence in a relationship needs to be more actively felt. Virgo. This may be a time when something hidden, perhaps from your love life, childhood, or past, comes to light again. It might be a belief you need to alter, or perhaps a surprise in a partnership that is the catalyst. Libra. A grassroots group close to your heart may undergo a serious setback or loss, or perhaps a friend or lover faces a difficult future and asks for help. Aiding the cause could free you of habits that held you back in the past. Scorpio. If you are used to shining in your career, you may have to take a back seat to someone younger or more flamboyant. While this may be hard on your ego, you have the opportunity to free yourself of secret insecurities. Sagittarius. A child or lover at a distance may be going through some difficult growing pains, or perhaps it is your own philosophy of life that is undergoing a maturation process towards shifting your emotional center. Capricorn. You may be called on to release a sense of entitlement to family resources or legacy or another windfall you might benefit from. A partner or family member could need you to be the one who initiates letting go. Aquarius. A partner could need a boost in emotional courage or heart to get through a difficult time. Remember, just giving someone the same freedom you want for yourself might mean something entirely different to them. Pisces. A work routine or health habit you usually enjoy could shift. Or perhaps it is necessary to put more heart into a task you have been avoiding because it is not much fun. Remember that unselfish service frees you. This Leo full moon eclipse reminds us of the heartbreaking truth that warring factions, whether they are nations, individuals, or contradictions within ourselves, that insist on a show of violent force in the name of protection, will also inevitably trample the rights and lives of innocent people. Even in his inexpressible grief at the death of his son, Dr. Baraka was willing to speak truth to an American public with unmatched grace and principle that itself demonstrates what wonders we humans are capable of. His work to share the beauties of the night sky with Palestinian children reminds us we are all deserving of the opportunity for childlike wonder the Leo moon usually shines on us. At this eclipsed moment, it is all the more important to remember that service and commitment to all our children is the only thing that will truly free us, both as a society and a planet. If we can somehow continue to trust in the wonder of the universe, beyond the real dangers and grief that threaten to overtake that wonder, then we challenge the polarities that divide us and dare to shine our lights, shed some light, and keep it light. Background music is by Eric Gilbert and Noah Beck. To support this and other programming on KRFP, visit krfp.org.